know, told them this before the announcement. I think we're caught in a bind here that we just can't go to our friends on the continent and ask them to help us in this operation, and that means that we're going to be the underwriter of the entire business. So I think we've got a very difficult situation on our hands. Now tomorrow, I think we'll just have to see what the market will do.
Come on.
Hello?
Go ahead.
And I think that they've got adequate resources to take care of what will come up tomorrow. They've got 500 or 600 million that they can use there, and we will probably help them a little bit. We've got an order from the Treasury to buy a few pounds, acquire some sterling with forward cover, which may be helpful in the market, but the atmosphere is extremely bad because most of the world has just lost confidence in their ability to manage their affairs.
Well, I have too, and never have had any confidence in it from the time it started. Now, what do we do about it if they don't do any better? What effects it going to have on us? We just say, thank you, we begged you, we pled with you, we tried to tell you, and you haven't followed our advice, so we can't help you. Come on in, fellas.
Well, I think, Mr. President, that we will have to, Secretary Fowler and I will have to try to get our counterparts in the Western world and to work out some general agreement of how we'll handle the situation and protect the dollar. And I think it can be done. Now, we don't want them to devalue. That's the last thing that we want them to do. But we simply can't go on bailing them out here if they're not going to actively take steps to help themselves. You just finally come to the crossroads on this, and I think we're very close to there now. Now, I worked out with and went over with Joe Fowler a little program that we thought might be feasible, and I think it would technically be workable. I know that Fred Deming has had a chance to talk to Roly Cromer in London. He's the governor of the Bank of England, about it, and the governor of the Bank of England and I have talked about this repeatedly, and he, I think, is in complete agreement with me that there's just no point in doing anything on this unless their government comes forward with something that we can hang our hat on. Now, they say that for political reasons they can't do anything here, and I know they've dug themselves a very bad bed to lie in because they took this action about a week ago Tuesday that a good many of us thought was not sufficient at the time. It was a shotgun approach rather than a rifle approach. If they'd done one or two important things instead of a whole lot of little things that technically are very difficult to explain, they'd have gotten much more mileage on the psychological front, which is the real thing that they're suffering from. Well, they didn't get it. And after two or three days, I was on the desk here in New York last Friday, and I'm going to be on the desk again tomorrow, all during the day. And we did our best to try to help the market for sterling, but we were just getting constant dribbles of orders from all over Europe and other places, not in great quantities, but it's just an unstable situation. Well, we carried it through last Friday, but this week has just been consistently bad all week. So I think what we have to do here is to first be certain that we put all the pressure we can on them to produce something. If they say they can't do it, why, I'm disposed here. There's no point in our going to the continent and to Canada and others with saying that we will underwrite this thing without anything to back us up. So we'll just have to work out something here that with our associates, we can talk to the fund people, the International Monetary Fund people, and work out a framework that will protect the dollar.
Yes, I think that's what we have to do. I have this feeling it's just like a reckless boy that goes off and gets drunk and writes checks on his father, and he can honor two or three or four of them and finally call him in and just tell him, now we've got to work this out where you live off what you're making and try to understand it. And if you don't, I can't come to your rescue anymore. And he just goes on and ignores it and writes another one. Now the time's come when we got to turn it down. And what we better do is be spending all the ingenuity and genius we have on how can we protect the dollar, because I convinced some time ago that they're not going to protect the pound.
Well, that's the way it looks to me, and I think we've just got to be firm here. It's not a very pleasant thing to do, because I realize the political problem they have. I'm sure you know it much better than I do, but at the same time, they've had a complacency about it. Now, I'm not violating the confidence here, but the governor of the Bank of England, who's a very competent man and is not politically motivated at all, I've worked with him for 7 or 8 years here. He has just absolutely been disgusted with the things they've put up to him, and he's told me when they were talking about these measures about 10 days ago, he said, well, he said, I just won't associate myself.
Wait a minute, what is your name?
I won't associate myself with asking
keep
for
this. Wait just a minute. I'm talking on this line, it's the only one.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, hello.
He told me that he just wouldn't associate himself with the measures that they were taking at that time. And he told me that I could use that. Well, now I have indicated to Joe Fowler and that I think that we ought to have, in any rescue operation we undertake, he ought to be our syndicate manager. And I just think that they somehow or other, his people have had an idea of some sort that they can put pressure on you or on the White House somehow or other and get what they want without doing anything in return for it.
I don't know why they get where they get that kind of encouragement. I've never given them.
I know you have.
Any indication? Quite the contrary. I've had very little confidence in that administration.
Yeah, well, I know you haven't, and I just don't know. I can only repeat here, and don't misunderstand me. I don't really know what I'm talking about here, but it seems to come back constantly that from the State Department. And I don't mean to be charging the State Department with this, but someplace or other, there isn't a clear position. Your position, I think, has been quite clear, but someplace along the line, there's been just some idea that there's some group over here that's going to support them in anything they want. This is a very serious situation, so I thought I ought to just talk perfectly frankly to you on it.
Yeah, I think that's right. Well, I think what you better do is give all the thought you can and Fowler and try to see how we protect the dollar and let them go their way, because I think that you make a mistake if you expect that they'll do otherwise.
Well, that's the way I feel about it, and I'll be here on the desk tomorrow, and if I get anything important, I'm going to check with Fowler. I just talked to him a little while ago, and I'll be in close touch with him tomorrow, and we'll be working on it actively.
Okay, thank you very much.
Not all right.
You call me.
Right, thank you, sir. Thank you.